Yeah, my wife is 4 years younger than I am.
So her folks lived in Picayune, her father. And
she was born and raised up in there, and her father and grandfather and all those people came from up in there. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, she was, in fact, the business is, my wife's people, in fact, my grandson, there was five living generations on my wife's side of the family. Missed about 2 years being six living generations. Her great-great-grandmother died when she was 104. And about 2 years later, my grandson was born.
Okay. Can you tell me about the first house you lived in? What it had in it and everything?
The first house? You mean when I was a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the one you lived in maybe the longest when you were a boy.
Well, I'll tell you, this is maybe, I shouldn't mention this, but this is talking. It's part of history. Back in them days, after World War I, the Navy came in and built a lot of housing, you know, during World War I for the shipyard workers. And we had a community here called the Shipyard Community. And we had one called Lightning Point. And then, of course, the beach. And I happened to be raised in Lightning Point. That was around the river. They called us river rats, you know, and lightning pointers and what have you. But most of those houses them days were bought up by the people, the business people. I could call names, but I'd rather not, you know, in Pascagoula. And consequently, why, all the poorer class people were compelled to rent. You rented for $6 a month, $8 a month, and if you could afford 10, you could really live in a mansion. This is facts. Those same houses you could buy for $100, $150. I've seen two-story houses in Pascagoula sell for $500. I mean, fine houses that the Gauchers and them lived in. You'll hear back then. But a poor man never could, he didn't have the borrowing power, you know. And the whole object, I guess, this is my personal opinion, was about like the days of the timber and farming to a certain degree. You kept those people down to the extent that they were renting from you, you know. And as a result of that, you was always able to make something off of them, you know. Mm-hmm. They were readily available for the task that you had.
Exploitation.
That's right. And I can remember the first house that my parents bought. And the way it come about, I had an uncle that in 1928-29, he started playing professional baseball. He played with the